This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Once again, your song of the day, Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys, 1966, in concert in Omaha this Saturday, by the way. The Beach Boys are...
That's amazing!
Yeah, 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Isn't it? The show goes on, doesn't it? I mean, I saw them in concert at Rosenblatt Stadium in 1984, 83. I was just a kid. I went with Kelly Cross.
That's been a good night.
That was a great concert too. I mean, incredible. It was incredible. That song, it's not like it's probably my like be my fourth or fifth favorite Beach Boys song.
It's not Little Deuce Coupe.
No, it's not round round get around. It's not that, but it's good and it's quality. I mean, it's just when you hear it on your headphones, is ridiculous. Yeah, it's not getting under an 8. Probably close to a 9. 8.97765. Hard to not like it. You can try not to like it, but good
the
luck.
The Beach Boys story is great. If you ever just watch the storyline, what they did. It's an incredible story.
Like a detailed defensive coordinator.
Yes. Yes. Think about their popularity. Talk about the Beach Boys.
Brand. It's like Coke.
It's just like it was.
Like Coca-Cola.
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
It was sunny. It was California. Yeah. It was like dream world out there. Go to L.A.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. God, they have so
it's
many
great
songs.
Call by you. Just when you're listening to a Beach Boys song, you just think it's sunny.
You think it's sunny right away.
Yeah. Happy.
Sunny. Everybody's happy. Yeah. Very happy place. Yeah. I'm going to go with it. 82249. Okay. 82249. I think Ben will kind of like it.
I think Ben's in your guys' territory here. I'm going to go like 7.7.
6999.
I'm going higher. He's in the 8s.
8.8.
Yeah. 8.8.
Well, I know Ben.
Bella is here also. She has a score.
Wow, Bella.
Whoa, Bella went really high. Almost 9. A 10.
Bella, you like it that much.
Couldn't you see Bella in a Beach Boys video?
Yes.
Bella could be in a Beach Boys video. She looks
blonde.
Yeah, looks very Beach Boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
She gave it a what?
9.9998.
Yes.
Almost a 10.
I could see her.
She's gone to the long decibel.
Yeah, she's went way deep. I love
you. Good job.
Thank you, Bella.
Thank you, Jake. That's the influence of Boomer Radio right there.
They're in Omaha on Saturday, though. You might have to go to that one, Sip. If you get, I know you're working right now.
Who's alive? Are they all alive?
I cannot. I don't know.
They're all alive.
I don't think so.
I don't think they're all alive. I don't.
That song's from 1966. Sure. I doubt they're all alive at this point.
From 66.
I don't think they're all around. I'm just guessing.
They're much older than us.
Yes, that's what I mean.
You guys are born.
We were just born then.
I was born then. Yeah. Listen to this one.
They were playing concerts.
Right. Listen to this one. Not only are they, I think, okay, what's July 30th? Barry Manilow. Live at the CHI.
Yeah, in Omaha, that's right.
Barry Manilow.
His farewell tour, I think, something like that.
What, do they freeze these people for a certain number of years?
Then bring them back.
Come on.
I write the songs, Barry Manilow.
Yeah, Barry Manilow in Omaha.
Yes, I write the songs.
I believe, was it Breakfast Club when they said something to Bender like that? Does Barry Manilow know you raided his closet?
Barry Manilow was old in 1985.
He was. The feathered hair.
They had to put him in the freezer for about 40 years.
Love it. Farewell tour.
It is a farewell.
Last time I heard him live on the radio was in the 70s. You know what? Barry's like, I'm going to wrap this thing up. I'm done.
You're still around, Barry. I didn't know that. Ratings before Bill's Thrills. Rod in Lincoln gives an 8. We've got a 6.5 from John. Mike and Dalton, 8.5. Hooter Club is 5.5.
Say it again.
5.5.
That's like giving a 9.
Yeah, that's high for Bird. That's high for Bird. Jennifer 9, Hubby 7.7.
Wow, they like your music lately because you're playing stuff right off of Boomer Radio.
Yeah. Bill and Bennett 4.85. A little low for that song. Yeah. 4.85. Mm-hmm. Mac in Omaha says 10, 10, 10. Best band ever. Great work.
Wow, best band.
How about that?
I wouldn't go that far, but it is a great band. Great band.
Talk about having a brand.
They got a brand.
So some song, you're like, hey, who's singing that? Now the Beach Boys song.
Yep.
Right away, it's like, oh, it's Beach Boys.
They're one of those bands that you can tell within a split second almost. I'm serious. There are some bands like Boston.
Yep.
Like a split second.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gavin and Pender, 7.5.
Galair.
Scott and Bancroft, 7.4. Scooter and Roka, 8.25. I had that album, says Scooter.
Nice.
Smart Scooter. Band. That is your song of the day again.
That's all the ratings we got?
Well, I got more.
We don't have much.
We got ratings.
Is our listenership dipping pretty bad?
Is that what happened?
It's not. But
Is the show tanking?
I'm excited.
We're having fun and the show's tanking.
Do I need to take anything? That's great. Should I take some time off?
I'm excited for Bill's Bugaboo Tuesday. So.
Oh, yeah. Let's go Bugaboo. Come on.
All right. Let's get to it. Let's play the intro on this Bugaboo Tuesday. Here we go on Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is Sip's favorite day of the week. It's Bugaboo Tuesday. Things that bother Bill.
Things that bother me.
I love this.
And Bill,
also,
the floor is
yours.
Also,
a quick thing. You know, we talk about how much money, you know, that the advisors make for you,
mm-hmm.
and what Dirk, Scott, and Ty can do for you. How about just for me right now? I'm just thanking them. We don't have Bill's Thrills without them.
Nope.
Oh, it wait a second.
There's no Bill's Thrills without them. It just goes away. They started it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They're the ones that got together.
They're
the ones that got together with Jake and came up with this marketing plan of Bill's Thrills. We don't have that. So Mid Plains Advisors, thank you.
Mid Plains Advisors.
It doesn't give me a chance to vent on things that bother me.
We like this.
And that things that happen. So Steve, things bother me.
Oh, that's
there it was.
Aggressive.
Radical rural driving that must be resolved.
Uh-oh.
The number 2 car must be addressed. Pull over! Pull over!
Why? Why, God, why?
Oh, why, God, why? Oh, what happened? It happened. It happens to me every time. And Laura was part of it, and she lost her mind, too. When you're driving rural, and you're on two-lane highways, and you're cruising, right? Okay. I've already talked about the guy who pulls out when he shouldn't, which sends me through the roof.
Yep.
This one's even worse. It's car number 2. In rural, you're going to have, whether it be a farm machinery, whether it be someone's and a pickup is driving slow. Someone's not driving the right speed. They're slow. It's holding things up. But then the number 2 car chooses to go status quo and just stay right behind them and not pass. And now you got to stack
two cars.
And now the number 2 car. Now you're stackables. Yeah. All of a sudden, 2 turns into 4, and no one can get around. We're driving just south of Albion, and you'll see the number 2 car. This person's just terrified behind the slow moving one. And then you see the other cars like weave out, take a look, and come back.
We all know.
Weave out. And then finally, someone takes their shot. And then all of a sudden, you almost get in a wreck because all of a sudden the third car takes a shot and the fourth car is going at the same time. All because the two car won't go.
I want to defend the two car.
No, and there's no defending the two car. The two car, that figure your stuff out.
Oh, I want to defend the two car.
No, they're driving. They're just like the status
quo. Maybe it's an older gentleman.
They're just driving right here. It's like, well, I'm going to keep it at 56, I guess, and just stack traffic up forever.
Can't you just whip by two?
A lot of times you can. It causes problems. Then because two becomes three, that's what happens. If you're just one behind, but still,
I understand.
When you're passing two vehicles, when you're rural Nebraska, and I mean, it's out in Western, it's quite a bit different. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few rolling hills. Mm-hmm. So there's, you don't have this long shot of where I can see what's going on. No, and it was a debacle. And I've seen it every time I drive, coming and going. It'll happen to me if I drive up to Creighton to sit down and do some book work with Steve Schindler. It'll happen three or four times in the drive up.
Oh.
The number two car.
So this is a problem. This is a
pull over.
Common problem.
Oh, I wanted to give him this one. And I tell you one thing. We went by. Laura gave him the look, kind of like.
Oh, no.
We went by. She gave him the look. Gave him the look like, what are we doing, man? When you can't wait to look, too, when you went by, you do. I do one of these. Just.
Were you tense?
It was tense.
Was there tension?
There was tension. Even Laura.
Now, hold on.
Laura was heated.
I want to defend car two. If it's an older person that just isn't ready for the pass, you know,
it may car number ready. Two needs to get better. Be better.
Okay. Well, how about this? We got a live Scott on YouTube says, "I'm literally doing this right now between West Point and Norfolk. I'm fourth in line, and I'm irate." He says, "Right now,
you're stacked because you know why? The two car." The two car is the problem.
Chimed on YouTube while driving. That's bold right there, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Good job.
Yeah, tell me this isn't real.
Well, it's real.
Yeah, it's real. Anything else, Jake?
YouTube, yeah. The conservative Husker says, driving with morons is so rage-inducing.
It is. I see how it happens now. I really do.
Road rage.
I see how it happens.
You're not advocating it.
Not advocating that. No. No, we're not going to flash weapons or something out of the
Laura's
car.
We're not doing that.
We just kind of give them the palms up. That's it.
Oh, here you go. Ellis says, "My wife is a two car. Bill, can you please have a grease board talk with her?
She needs to understand.
You got to be better at the two car.
It's so important. You get in that spot. It's like, hey, I got to go, man. I got to go.
This is a good one.
The person is causing the first part. That can happen. But the two cars got to go.
I'm
Steve.
Really surprised how much grace you show the lead car compared to the two car. You're giving too much grace to the lead car.
No, it's the two cars the problem. Sticking with this, they got to pull them over. That's why I'm glad we still got this bad boy right here.
Yeah, that sign has to stay
right
here.
There.
I know I've been that two car. That's the other thing. I know I've been that dude.
You don't like to pass people?
I know Jake would never be the two car.
No, Jake would be weaving on a shoulder.
I mean, I've
done it before.
Yeah, you'll whip.
How about when you can't take it? You do the pull out, and all of a sudden it's like the whip back in, the car coming. Whoa, right back
that's
in.
That's me on kind of looking 81 all the time coming back from Crofton. I'm always weaving in and out.
There's a road into Fremont where this happens.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
There's a hilly area, and I've been in those shoes. I don't get worked up about it. I'm always late, so I'm late. Yeah. Anyway,
thank you for the texters. Anything else?
I'm just surprised how hard you are on two and not one.
Sanderson says they shouldn't be driving if they can't pass the number two car.
Yeah, they shouldn't be driving.
Revoke the license.
You know, they're also like this, and they come up behind the car like, oh, God, I'm screwed. Yep. I won't pass. I'm that person, and now I'm stuck.
And now there's five cars
behind me. Now they're stacking up behind me. We can't go anywhere.
And you know, it's a mental. Yeah, they know. Yeah.
Don't think that it hasn't doubled up, and there's been a two and a three car with the same mindset, just like, I'll just stay right here at 54. I'm good. And then all of a sudden, now you're all backed up. Can't do it, people.
Why is everybody in such a hurry?
Yes. Be in a hurry.
I think I passed eight cars once in 81.
No, you didn't.
There was a 1-2.
Did you?
There was a seven
did
car.
Did you hammer it?
Seven two cars in a row.
Did you put it to the...
I said, I've had enough. We're going 10 below the speed limit, and for no reason at all, it's time to make a move. And I got past eight just like that.
That wasn't a cold ball
when you had to pass that many cars to, you look down, and you're rolling about 88 miles an hour because you got to get by them. You got to go. You got to go.
You might be going more than 80.
Yeah, you got to get past them.
There, so. That is Bill's Thrills,
that was a
sponsored
good one.
By Dirk
Scott
and
over.
Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour two is next, an early break on the ticket.
It's time to get the world talking about Black-led brands. We all have our favorites, our ride or dies, and ones we can count on to help us live our best lives. But we can't keep them all to ourselves. So if you're feeling like a Black Opal beauty, tell somebody. If the lip bar gives you a lip for every drip, let them know. And if your hair is doing the do, shout that out too, because one shout out leads to another, and almost half of Black-led brands are discovered by word of mouth. Join Walmart in shouting out your favorite Black-led products, creating a new world of choices at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.